Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Rush Limbaugh really stepped into it today, and we're going to talk through Rush's big mistake. And it's so ironic because he was just at the center of a false, quote, hoax, and now he's the leading proponent of a false, quote, hoax today about Barack Obama and an alleged college thesis that was uncovered, which is a hoax. So I'll read you the quote. We'll talk about that. Also, I have a letter from a prophet. A prophet sent the letter, and it starts out, "Hear the word of the Lord God Almighty. I am your master, the Most High God." And it's signed, "I, the Lord, will perform this. Message received by," and then the signature. Now, most prophets don't put it in writing, most. You know, we've been on the air for almost 20 years, so we hear from everybody's a prophet. And nowadays, prophecy is cheap. Because in the Bible days, if you were a prophet and you said, "Thus saith the Lord," and it did not come to pass, they would put you to death. So there was a consequence. So that was a deterrent to people claiming to be prophets. So nowadays, if somebody has a prophecy for you, ask them first to write it down and then sign and date it and ask them for permission to kill them if it doesn't come true. And maybe that will help bring some sanity back to the body of Christ. Also, why is it that women outlive men so in such an extraordinary way? You know that married people live longer than single people as a general rule. Even the country western singers know it. The lovers live longer. Well, of 72 known supercentenarians, those who are 110 years or older, 68 of them are women. That's close to 100%. I went to public school, but what is it? 68, 72. That's like 95% are women. So why is that? Why do women live longer than men? You know, and where are the feminists complaining? Where are the feminists complaining? Where are they? I'd like to know. They complain if boys do better at math and science than girls, right? They complain. They say that's because of bigotry and sexism. Why don't they complain that girls do better than guys in every other subject? Why don't they complain about that? And so I don't know where they are complaining that women live so much longer. Married people live about 10 years longer than single folks. But women live a lot longer than men on average all over the world. Okay. And also, hello to a new listener, Tammy. Tammy, this is your radio saying hello and welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. Tammy has a message for the personhood signature gatherers in Colorado. There's a concert this evening, a K-Love concert at Cornerstone Church in Arvada. What is that, Wheat Ridge? Arvada at Kipling and 56th or so. And people are arriving early. It's going to be a sellout. So if anybody's got a blank petition or they can get one in the next few hours and head on over to the K-Love concert at Kipling and 56th or so at Cornerstone Church. All right. So that's some of what we want to talk about today. Our phone number, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. But first, Obama sees worst poll rating drop in 50 years. Now, how's that? Barack Obama sees the worst poll rating drop in 50 years. The decline in Obama's popularity since July has been the steepest of any president at the same stage of his first term for more than 50 years. And it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Barack Obama is the personification of rebellion against God. And people voted for him. He went into office with a 78% approval rating, which gives you an idea of the depth of the rebellion against God in America. It's significant. But Christ's light will shine all the brighter when the wickedness becomes increasingly oppressive. So there's great opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. 1-800-8-NUART, 1-800-836-9278. About 3 weeks ago, the headlines, and this is from major news outlets, that a majority of Americans were suspicious about the flu shot, the H1N1 flu shot. A majority. That was amazing. And I wondered, what will the CDC do about that? You know who the CDC is in Atlanta, the Federal Centers of Disease Control? It's called the CDC, and that's spelled S-E-E-D-Y, S-E-E-D-Y-S-E-E, capital S, capital S, the CDC. So I wondered, what would the CDC do marketing-wise about a majority of Americans being suspicious of the flu shot? And I got to say, they've come up with quite a marketing plan. A week ago, they began announcing that there's a shortage, there's just not enough vaccine to go around, and now people are clamoring to be the first in line. Isn't that something? It's somewhat easy, really, to manipulate a crowd. It's funny how people are. I recommend a book, a classic written back in 1841. Now, it's not as good a book as the Bible. The Bible is the world's number one bestseller. Billions and billions sold. Billions. But back in 1841, Charles McKay, if I recall his name, wrote a book titled Extraordinary Popular Delusions in the Madness of Crowds. And it was recommended to me by an atheist engineer when I worked for McDonnell Douglas Helicopter Company on the Apache helicopter. And he thought this book, this 800-900-page book, he thought it must be filled with evidence against Christianity. Well, it turns out he was correct to recommend the book because it's a brilliant catalog of a couple hundred years of insane popular behavior, the madness of crowds. But my coworker was shocked when I told him, because he had never himself read the book, that the author was a Christian. And the reason Charles could see so clearly, the reason he had such insight and perception and clarity of thought, was because of his vantage point as a Christian who knew God's word. He was able to write such a great book, exposing the insanity in the world around us. So the atheist, like Richard Dawkins, he wrote the book, The God Delusion. And he has a new book out titled Richard Dawkins. Oh, no. Wait a minute. That's not the title. That's like Pat Schroeder. Remember that pro-abort U.S. representative from Denver, Pat Schroeder? She was in office for, 64 years? And she wrote a book called The Champion of the Great American Family. And it was about herself. That was just too much. She wanted to call it The Great Champion of the American Family, about herself, and the publishers wouldn't allow it. So she settled on The Champion of the Great American Family, by me, about me. Anyway, this book by Richard Dawkins, is it titled Richard Dawkins? Oh, it's by Richard Dawkins. It's titled The Greatest Show on Earth, and they think that they could explain how life began, but when Ben Stein asked Richard Dawkins on film in an interview over in Europe, and it's in the movie Expelled, Richard, the molecular complexity of life, the DNA and all, how could that possibly have started by chance? What if we, the more we study, we realize that it simply couldn't have, and Richard Dawkins said, well, you know, it could be that aliens It could be that there is intelligent design and that it came from aliens in outer space. And, of course, when the atheists say that, when they realize that life is so sophisticated, it could not have evolved by chance, when they say that, and they say, well, it must have come from aliens, all they're doing is punting. They're not answering it, because if life is so complex, it could not arise by chance on Earth, then it couldn't arise by chance on Mars or Jupiter or Venus or around Alpha Centauri. They're just punting. They're not answering. So anyway, it's all interesting. It's all fun. And talk about extraordinary popular delusions and the madness of crowds to think that we have come from animals, just to think. And all the extraordinary evidence, scientific, an absolute mountain of additional scientific evidence showing that we have a creator God who made us. All right. So Rush Limbaugh today, Rush reads this quote from Barack Obama's thesis, and he was apparently taken in. Just like now, Craig Silverman on KHOW Radio, on KHOW, was Craig Silverman taken in? Remember all the false Rush Limbaugh quotes that he was a racist? And I know that Craig Silverman with Dan Kaplis, Craig read a bunch of them, and I don't know if he read any of the false ones, but back then the ones circulating were false. And so I wonder if Craig has gone back and corrected the record or apologized to Rush if he used any of those false quotes. But at the time, we pointed out on Bob and Yurt Live that Rush Limbaugh, now would a racist, if somebody's a racist, would he tolerate being married, having his marriage performed by a black justice of the peace? Would a racist tolerate that? Especially in the black justice in his home with his wife who was Caucasian. Would a racist tolerate that? A skinhead? I don't think a skinhead would tolerate being married by a black justice of the peace in the black man's home with his Caucasian wife. Rush Limbaugh set that up. He was married by Clarence Thomas. Is he a justice? Oh, yeah, he is. Clarence Thomas performed Rush Limbaugh's wedding in his home. Not Rush's home, Clarence Thomas's home, with his wife there. So obviously Rush is not a racist. But Rush is increasingly vulgar, sexually vulgar. And so I'm not about to try to defend everything Rush Limbaugh says, but he was taken in today. He read this quote supposedly from the first 10 pages of Barack Obama's college thesis. And this is what the quote says. And Barack Obama did not write this. I mean, as far as we know, it's a hoax. The people who put it on the internet have apologized and acknowledged it was a hoax. So, but this is what Rush read. He read, the Constitution allows for many things. Supposedly, this is what Barack wrote at Columbia University, New York City. The Constitution allows for many things. Well, it did allow for slavery, right? Article 1, now this is me, Bob Enyart, not Barack, but Article 1 counted most blacks as 3/5 of a person, and it dealt with the taxation of slaves, and it regulated the ownership of human beings and the criminal ownership of human beings. Now, people who hate God and try to undermine his word, they say, well, the Bible approves of slavery. And the Bible, God gives a lot of commands in the Bible, including about slavery, but the Bible condemns America's slavery because America's slavery was based on kidnapping. And the Bible, the same Mosaic law, which regulated all kinds of social behavior, the Bible says kidnapping is a capital crime, and slavery based on kidnapping is immoral and perverse and wrong. So our founding fathers were wrong to the extent to which they regulated the slavery we had in America, which was an immoral, grotesque, and wicked institution, which, of course, we're all ashamed of today. And not only was it wicked, but the Constitution in Article 1, it counted most blacks as three-fifths of a person. When I point this out, sometimes at a seminar somewhere in the country, someone who is simply an apologist for everything our founding fathers did. Now, some of our founding fathers were strong Christians. Others hated Jesus Christ. John Adams, strong Christian. Patrick Henry, strong Christian. Thomas Jefferson hated Jesus Christ. He was a deist. He did his own Bible. You could read his Bible. He rejected everything majestic about the Lord Jesus Christ. So when I point out to people that Article 1 of the Constitution counted most blacks in America as three-fifths of a person, they, and if you're an apologist of everything the founding fathers did as though they were sinless, and they spoke without error, ex cathedra. They try to explain why they did the three-fifths. They explain it. You know, if it was 100% appropriations, the black states, the slave states would get too much, you know, federal money. And if it was zero, then the southern states would not get a sufficient number of representatives in the House of Representatives. So they explain why they came up with three-fifths as though by explaining it, it's somehow not wicked. No, it's still wicked. It was still wicked. So whatever is good in our Constitution, we should affirm. And whatever is evil, we should condemn. And we should always hold God's word above any side deal entered into by men. So when men get together and they write a contract or a constitution, we hold God and his law above the laws of men. As Peter said, we must obey God rather than men. So this quote, this bogus quote, this hoax that took in Rush Limbaugh today, is that Obama wrote, but it's a hoax, the Constitution allows for many things. But what it does not allow is the most revealing. The so-called founders did not allow for economic freedom. While political freedom is supposedly a cornerstone of the document, the distribution of wealth is not even mentioned. While many believe that the new Constitution gave them liberty, it instead fitted them with the shackles of hypocrisy. So anyway, Rush, you got to vet these things, right? Now, we're not on as many stations as Rush Limbaugh. Are we? Close. Well, we're on the number one most powerful Christian radio station in America. And do you realize how far out our signal? You know, there are a lot of people who believe in aliens. Now, it cracks me up, really. All these UFO sightings. Why are the ships always different? Why do they all defy the laws of gravity? You know how far away the nearest stars are, how long it would take to get anyway? It's all absurd. But Bob Benyart Live, this show has gone out. Do you know how far? The message of this show, that God's word is authoritative and Jesus Christ is the creator and our savior. Do you know how far this signal has gone out to influence the galaxy? Think of radio waves from the most powerful Christian station in the country going out. Now, how fast do they travel? 186,000 miles per second. That's pretty fast. Now, I went to public school, but if you're going that fast, how far would you go in a year? A year. About 6 trillion miles. 6 trillion. And pretty soon we'll have been on for 20 years. So we're talking about 120 trillion miles out. Bob Benyart Live is just, we're picking up listeners all over the quadrant. So this is fun. So Rush needs to realize back when Rush was first introduced to the Denver market on KNUS radio way back about 20 years ago. For 3 months, remember he used to say he was documented 98.5% accurate? For about 3 months, an ad aired in Rush Limbaugh's radio show in Denver. And it said this: you know that Rush Limbaugh is documented 98.5% accurate. Do you know what agency has done the documentation? It's right here in Colorado, our own Bob Inyart Live. Bob Inyart Live is the source that has documented Rush Limbaugh to be 98.5% accurate. So if people tune into Bob Inyart Live, they find out what is the 1.5% Rush was wrong on. Anyway, that was a fun part of history. So we're going to go to the phones, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So now from Joe Klein at Time Magazine and the blogger Michael Leadon, who promoted the story. It turns out the Barack Obama thesis quote is a hoax, and the people involved are apologizing. But tomorrow night, the banquet, Life Commercial's banquet, and on the phone, we have Steve Curtis, founder of LifeCommercials.com. Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back again, Bob. It's getting down to crunch time here. So I just wanted to remind all your listeners that it is really the last day to make a reservation, and I'm going to throw a phone number out here.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make a reservation, you can call 303-517-7191. 303-517-7191. And I'm going to make a deal here.
Yeah.
Tickets are $55, and I think it's probably too late to call the Colorado Right to Life office, but if they'll call that number, yeah, I'll give them the same deal, 15% off.
All right.
Ticket for tomorrow night's banquet.
15% off, 303-517-7191. And it is too late to call Colorado Right to Life. That deal was offered exclusively through Colorado Right to Life until today. And Steve, what a deal, $55 for an event like this.
Well, yeah, it's literally 3 hours of entertainment, and I don't know if Brian Rohrbaugh and myself would be considered entertainment, but guaranteed people are going to hear some incredible,
yeah,
stories of faith and miracles and healing, and I tell you, you won't get a purer pro-life message anywhere than at the Life Commercials Banquet tomorrow evening.
It's going to be a wonderful time. And my whole family, Steve, is looking forward to it. And we opened up another Bob Inyart Live table. So if anyone would like to come and sit at the Bob Inyart Live table, I'd be thrilled and honored to meet with you and enjoy the fellowship. So I'll give out that number again. And if you're anywhere in the metro area, it's so close to downtown. It's on the Boulder Turnpike at Sheridan. And it's the DoubleTree Hotel. The DoubleTree.
Yeah, that's right. It's only about 15 minutes outside of downtown. Especially convenient, though. I mean, just about from anywhere in Denver because it's right off the interstate. So
right.
Yeah, just a wonderful time. We get started at 6:00 sharp. We've got live music. We've got a professional comedian. We've got a terrific award that we're giving tomorrow night to the Genesis Project of Northern Colorado. Want to introduce those folks to, you know, everybody that's going to be there tomorrow night. Lee Martin, the author of 10 Minutes Till Midnight, will be there doing a book signing after the banquet. So it's going to be just a terrific, terrific evening.
Mm. Yeah, we will all have a great time. So that phone number, and also you could register online at lifecommercials.com with PayPal, or just call with the credit card, 303-517-7191. That's 303-517-7191. Steve, we're going to have a good time.
Going to have a wonderful time, and I look forward to seeing you, Bob, and all your listeners there tomorrow evening.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay, we'll see you later.
All right. God bless you. Now, Colorado Right to Life's annual banquet was just a few weeks ago, and it was a great success. And this is Life Commercials. Life Commercials has produced some of the greatest TV ads that run on TV in major markets around the country and also on the internet. And on the internet, when women are searching for information for an abortion, they often find lifecommercials.com. They click and they watch the ads, and there's an encouragement for them to call to speak to a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, holidays, Christmas, Christmas Eve, 11:30 at night. If a woman is in distress, she is searching on the internet, she's thinking about killing her child, and thousands of women have ended up at lifecommercials.com and have clicked to be connected. They could be connected right over their computer, or they dial the phone and they speak to the option line where a real live human being who cares about them is there to talk to them and affirm to them the life of their child and their life, and that there's hope in God. So it's a wonderful ministry, lifecommercials.com, lifecommercials.com. So I get this letter, not only me, it goes to pastors generally. And this guy, his name is Hilton, and he signs it. It's signed. I mean, hey, when you get a prophecy from God, you'd expect it to be signed, right? It's signed. And he says, "Hear the word of the Lord God Almighty. I am your master, the Most High God." And then he goes on to list the issues that interest this guy, whatever they are. You know, when people stand up and give a prophecy, it's never a prophecy opposite of their own doctrinal statement. You know, God sometimes would slap the prophets upside the head. But our modern day prophets, seems like everything they say always affirms their own ministry. But in the Bible, you know, it's the death penalty if you got it wrong. Hey, Maranatha, what a great school.